Good evening, reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all. This is Inside the District. It's Tuesday, September 24th, 2024. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening. Breaking casting news from this morning. Joy Woods and Jordan Tyson will play Louise and June in the highly anticipated revival of Gypsy. The two of them can currently be seen as Middle Allie and Younger Allie in The Notebook. Tyson is set to depart on October 6th. Woods will follow 2 weeks later. The two of them joined the previously announced Audra McDonald as Mama Rose and Danny Burstein as Herbie. Also joining the cast of Gypsy are Leslie Margarita, Lily Thomas, and Melinda Hull as Tessie Tora, Mazeppa, and Electra. Margarita was last seen on Broadway in 2016 in the closing cast of Matilda the Musical as Mrs. Wormwood, the role she originated in 2013. Thomas made history last year, becoming the first Asian American to play matron Mama Morton in Chicago, which marked her Broadway debut, and Hull was last seen on Broadway in 2022 in Mr. Saturday Night. Full casting will be announced later. Gypsy begins previews November 21st at the Majestic Theater. Official opening is set for December 19th. In addition to Joy Wood's departure, The Notebook has also announced that Aisha Jackson will assume the role of Middle Allie starting October 22nd. This marks Jackson's sixth Broadway credit. She was last seen last year as Snow White in Once Upon a One More Time. The Notebook will play its final Broadway performance on December 15th at the Gerald Schoenfeld Theater. Playbill is turning back the clock. In October, the popular publication celebrates its 140th anniversary. In honor of that milestone, the company is working with every Broadway show running that month to create a special set of legacy covers to be handed out to each theatergoer all month long. Per the Playbill website, attendees will get one of four special commemorative legacy covers, each paying tribute to the different historical eras of Playbill and Broadway. The custom artwork will be a separate wraparound to the show's regular Playbill, giving theatergoers and collectors a two-for-one memento. The special covers will be unveiled October 1st at Playbill.com. Last Sunday, the annual Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS Flea Market and Grand Auction took place in the heart of Schubert Alley in Times Square. It was announced late this afternoon that the event raised a record-breaking $1,421,675 for the nonprofit organization. Per Broadway Cares on their social media pages, every prop purchased, selfie with a star snapped, and auction lot won translates into life-saving meals and medication, health care, and hope for people who need them in all 50 states, Puerto Rico, and Washington, D.C. In other casting news from today, Shalina Kennedy has extended her brief run in The Great Gatsby by an additional 2 weeks to October 5th. Kennedy, who has been playing Myrtle Wilson since mid-July, is a temporary replacement for original cast member Sarah Chase, who was on a medical leave of absence. Chase is expected to return to the company soon after Kennedy's departure. The Great Gatsby continues at the Broadway Theater. And finally today, the latest Broadway grosses were just published for the week ending September 22nd. Most shows took a hit last week, with total gross down 7% from the previous week, with attendance down 4%. Our Town began previews at the Ethel Barrymore Theater. The revival, starring Jim Parsons, Katie Holmes, and Zoe Deutsch, among others, grossed over $590,000 over its first 7 paid performances. McNeil, starring Robert Downey Jr. in his Broadway debut, joined the Million Dollar Club for the first time, taking in over $1.2 million at the Vivian Beaumont Theater, opening night of September 30th. Mia Farrow returned to The Roommate last week following a brief COVID bout. The new play took in over $528,000 at the booth. Adam Lambert and Ali Cravalho began their six-month limited run in Cabaret. Grosses at the August Wilson took a big plunge to just over $1,033,000, but that can be partially attributed to members of the press getting comps to go see the new prominent leads early in their run. And Oh Mary set another house record at the Lyceum with a total of $1,161,728. The raucous comedy was extended for a second time to January. It was just one of 10 shows to hit 7 figures and one of 11 to play to at least 90% audiences last week. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.